The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear in full color every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and his United Nations guerrilla experts continue to harass the Japanese on the island of Java. Having completed their mission at the mountain city of Changzhur, they have proceeded eastwards to the town of Chimahi. But Jim's trusted friend Kolu was wounded in the shoulder, and though the group captured an enemy radio car, the unavoidable lack of medical attention makes Kolu's condition serious. When they reached their destination just outside Chimahi, they found it a smoking ruins. And the doctor they were counting on to treat Kolu was a victim of Jap brutality. A brief, victorious attack enabled them to rescue the sole survivor of the Japs' destruction. This man, a mysterious Hindu who calls himself Sabi, claims that he once studied medicine at Cambridge University in England. Kolu, he says, desperately needs a transfusion, and Sabi himself is the only one whose blood group matches Kolu's. While making preparations for the transfusion, another Japanese patrol discovered their presence and is attempting to surround them. Jim has made a hurried tour of his sentry positions.
Hello, Jim.
We can hold out a little longer, Trina. Sing Lee and the rest will get back here to help us.
Yeah, if they are not too far away to hear the shooting.
They'll hear it. They weren't going far.
But my brother...
Van? He's okay, Trina. He and Peter Horton are barricaded behind what's left of the front steps. How's Kolu?
That Hindu, Sabi, he is giving him a transfusion? Yeah.
Well, you mean to say in the middle of all this...
Sabi's right. Sabi said there was not a moment to lose.
Oh, he did he? Where are they? Still in that makeshift laboratory?
Yes. Is anything wrong, Jim?
I'm not sure, Trina. Young Vandervan seems to think there might be.
Did Sabi?
Yes. He isn't at all satisfied that Sabi is what he says he is.
Oh, but Sing Lee himself knew the British intelligence officer who sent Sabi here.
You mean the one Sabi says sent him here?
But it is most bewildering. Sabi's brother did own this plantation, and he was a member of our Dutch underground.
Check. But Sabi and his brother didn't always see eye to eye, Trina.
You think he is an enemy?
I don't know. He might be.
A Japanese agent? A counter spy?
Well, Young here isn't sure. But he does know that Sabi has a reputation for hating the English.
But why?
Oh, something to do with his having to give up practicing medicine.
Oh, it is disturbing, this.
That's putting it mildly.
Go slowly, Jim. Remember, I know what it is to be falsely accused of treachery.
You think Sabi's okay?
I give him the benefit of the doubt. If for no other reason, but for the way he volunteered to help Kolu.
Oh, that's what I told Young here. But I've been thinking. If Sabi is an enemy, that's just what he'd do. But instead of helping Kolu, he'd...
Oh, Jim!
Yeah. That's why I want to see what he's up to. I'm fine.
Look out, Jim!
Hit the horn!
They are moving in from the left!
I'll make it to the station out there. Keep down now. I go over to the airslip.
Oh, no!
The Australian was with him. There's no sign of him. Trina.
Yeah?
In my musette bag up in that laboratory. You'll find some refills for this Tommy gun.
Yeah, I get them, Jim. I get them right away.
Oh, so there you are. Crawling up like a snake, huh? Okay, that's good. Keep crawling, Tokyo. That's it now. Right in the range. Won't be doing any more crawling.
I found them, Jim. Here they are.
Hey, just hand me a clip. I want to take my eyes off the target.
Shall I reload for you?
Yeah, if you know how.
Of course.
Hurry it up, Trina.
Yeah.
Here comes another pair of them.
I am all stoned.
Take it easy. Now, take it easy.
Just a moment. There.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Lucky for us, this house had a cellar. These foundation walls are perfect protection.
Look out, Jim.
Keep down. They've seen us.
Why do you wait?
Just want to make sure now. Okay.
Jim, are they...
Yes. They won't bother us again. No sign of any others. Okay, come on, Trina. Let's see what Salvi's up to with Cole.
He was finishing the transfusion when I got your musette bag.
Now tell me, how was Cole?
Oh, he seemed about the same. I have no time to look closely.
Now watch it now. Sabi mustn't know what's on our minds.
Oh, here you are, Bradley.
Yeah, such as I am, Sabi.
Say, was that your shooting I heard out there just now?
Oh, part of it was, I guess. How's the patient?
Too early to tell. Transfusion's bound to help, though. Pulse is dropping.
How fast?
Just normally. As soon as you get rid of those Japanese pests, I'll x-ray his shoulder.
X-ray? Here?
But how?
Well, my brother built a small generator for electric power. It's in the Rasamala trees beyond the compound. Japs had no time to discover it, thanks to your coming.
Ah, a generator, eh? Well, say, that's going to help our plans to...
Look out, Jim!
What's wrong?
Japanese hand grenade, get back!
Sabi, what are you doing?
Get up while you can! Take all out! I'll cover it! I'll cover it!
Quickly, Sabi falls on the deadly grenade as Jim and Trina stare in wide-eyed admiration. And you know, folks have looked at the comic weekly with admiration for generations. Yes, for more than 40 years, the comic weekly, personified by the figure of Puck, has helped to cultivate the great American sense of humor. For more than 40 years, this famous comic magazine has given entertainment to millions of grown-ups and youngsters alike. Like the fabled magic carpet, its colorful pages whisk you away into a dream world, a picture world of laughter and thrilling excitement, a world peopled by such glamorous figures as Flash Gordon, Prince Valiant, the Phantom, Buzz Sawyer, the Lone Ranger. All told, more than 24 of them. That's why 15 million readers look forward to the Comic Weekly each week. That's why 15 outstanding Sunday papers distribute it from coast to coast. Why don't you ask for the Sunday paper in this city that contains the Comic Weekly? Now, back to a tense moment with a Japanese hand grenade and Jungle Jim.
Why do you wait? Get out. I'll cover this.
No, Sabi, you'll blow yourself to bits. Watch it. They're right on top of us.
I can manage, Kolo.
No, put him back, Trina. He's safer right up against that wall. Get down, Trina. There's three of them, all right. Well.
Well?
Yeah, there were three of them. It must be a dud, Sabi. Now listen, when I say the word, spring away from it. Roll right over. I'll grab it and throw it out of here.
Jim!
Do as I say. You ready now?
Don't, Jim!
That's it, Sabi. Here goes. Oh. See? It was a dud, all right.
It took 10 years of my life.
Oh, if it had exploded.
Yes. Young Vandervant, want to hear what you did, Sabi?
Oh, Sabi, I will never forget it.
Why, none of us will.
Oh, I take no bows. I was simply the nearest to it, that's all.
Listen.
Machine gun. Jap, from the sound of it.
Sing Lee.
It must be. It's coming from the road. We'll head over that way and take a look-see.
Yeah, I'll come with you.
I'm glad I have you. Trina, will you stay here with Kolo?
Yeah, of course.
Peter Borton's a radio expert. I'll see if he can hook up our equipment to that generator Sabi was telling us about. Okay, come on, Sabi.
You will be careful, Jim.
Oh, will you stop worrying? If Sing Lee is in trouble, we've got to help him out. We can't do that by being careful. You take care of Kolo, Trina, and leave the rest of us to take care of ourselves.
Strange. These woods are so quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah, too quiet, Sabi. Keep your voice down.
Jim, through the trees, to the right there.
It's their car. The Jap staff car Sing Lee took.
What there is left of it.
Wait!
They've seen us.
Came from off to the right there behind that car.
It means the Japs found Sing Lee.
Maybe and maybe not.
Why do you whistle that way?
Jungle Ho!
Sing Lee?
Yes, Jim. All clear?
There he is, behind the car.
Watch it, Sing! There's a sniper!
No, not anymore. If you refer to the reprehensibly poor shot who just sent a bullet over your heads, that was my unworthy self. I had to make sure you are not Japanese.
But we heard machine guns.
Yes, they have been attended to. Sergeant Mack and my unintelligible nephew are taking them back to our base.
Good. What do you say we take ourselves back there, huh? I don't know about you two, but I've got a feeling I could do with something to eat, even if it's only emergency fuel ration. It'll look like a banquet to me. And Horton may have hooked up that radio equipment. Well, Kolo, how do you feel now, old man?
I feel good like new time.
That's the way to talk.
Plenty soon be okay.
Sure, sure you will. But right now, you've got to do just as the doctor here says.
You be doc fellow, man.
I I was at one time.
You okay. Kolo, thank you plenty much.
Well, I'm in Java to help. I'm glad I was able to. You are hungry?
Ooh, hungry like elephant. Got many dreams. Long time of roast beef. Big like
sheep. Well, roast beef isn't on our menu, but Trina is preparing something for you.
Horton?
Yes, then?
Peter Horton says the generator is ready now. Our radio is connected to it through the X-ray panel, he says.
Oh, good. There's the switch for the loudspeaker. Let's see how she works.
What displaced one?
It's the basement of a coffee plantation, Colo. Outside your mind.
Coffee ladan. Catch him X-ray stuff in place like this.
Well, Sabi's brother owned it. He rigged up this laboratory for the Dutch underground, but the Japs caught on and...
Ooh, maybe so look like Colo been missed plenty much good fun.
We will undoubtedly have much more of San Colo.
Listen, it's warming up. You turned on the speaker?
Yes.
Watson has it tuned in as nearly as possible to the Tokyo wavelength.
Well, it's just about dinner time at Tokyo now. Maybe we'll...
American, Besu, Kwasu, Kaigun. Nihitu, Kuntan, Yori, Sukunakunai, Ichikan, Nisukoshu, Tukanai. Banzai, Nippon no Kaigun. Shikini, Kondo, Karimatsu.
What's your spawning about, Sing?
She has finished.
Wasn't she congratulating the Japanese Navy?
Yes, for destroying the American fleet.
What? Why, they haven't even got nerve enough to look for the American fleet, let alone destroy it.
It's typical of their shortwave propaganda to bolster their troops' morale.
Yes, she come back tomorrow.
Yes, I got that part, Colonel. But tomorrow, they're going to get a big surprise. They'll hear Trina telling them a few unpleasant facts in her perfect Japanese. For one thing, we'll tell them that the American...
Wait, you.
That sounded much stronger.
Yeah, naturally. It was coming from Shamai.
Any idea what it was all about, Singh?
Perhaps. It was a code, of course, but it kept repeating the name Turiniko.
My brother.
And it also mentioned flamethrowers.
Flamethrowers?
And that's it. They know we're still here. And they're going to burn us out with flamethrowers.